very interested in the increase in coverage in not only higher education costs, but the increase in coverage about student loans and particularly hardships with student loans. And as a relatively young person, I had initially incorrectly assumed that this was a new issue, a current one. And in talking with my co-author and father, I had learned that this has actually been going on for generations and building and kind of oscillating. And so we wanted to look at a historical perspective of how this problem was framed and grew.
And just in terms of raw numbers, I think everyone is fixating on the trillion-dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it mean when we say that there's a student loan crisis?
One thing is that student loan obligations are growing very rapidly. The program started in 1958, and it wasn't until 2012 that we hit $1 trillion. And we're on course to hit $2 trillion in debt by around 2020. So this is something that's growing very, very rapidly. The other thing that we've argued is that student loans have encouraged a lot of, we like to say bad behavior, I like to say bad behavior at least, on the part of a lot of people. It encourages the students to be less price sensitive. It encourages colleges to be much less cost sensitive. It encourages state legislators and the federal government to provide less financial support for students. It has encouraged the growth of what amount to predatory for-profit institutions. And all of this is getting worse, not better, and we keep fixating on particular aspects of the problem without paying attention to the big picture.
You deal with this a bit in the book, which is that perhaps colleges should be ramping up the programs they direct students towards so that there is a chance to have a job after graduation that can start repaying some of these loans. How much of that, just the fact that graduates have struggled to get a good paying job after graduation, has contributed to this problem?
Well, the recession certainly didn't help. I'm not of the opinion that we want to turn college into vocational training. I think that what college teaches is a variety of critical thinking skills. And those aren't necessarily self-evidently linked to a particular occupation. But, there's a very clear pattern that the more education you get, the better off you're going to be. You're going to find jobs and you're going to find higher paid jobs.
A large portion of the repayment issues involves people that actually did not finish with degrees or certainly did not finish with BAs. And so while much of the reporting focuses on people that are finishing with bachelor's degrees, much of the trouble occurs with people that had some college and either dropped out or earned certificates instead of degrees or things like that. And so a lot of times our discussion or our imagination of the typical student, which is someone that finishes in 4 years with a BA, is very inappropriate when we're talking about the people that are having trouble paying loans back.
I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the solutions you offer, which include, more support for state colleges and state universities in the state system. But here in New York, we're quite aware of the cost of SUNY, and every time tuition goes up a couple of $100, there are protests over that. We're looking at a system in this state. It's not like it's necessarily cheap to go to a state school. What are we to do with that?
Well, I think that when I was a student, and this is a while ago, I was charged tuition and fees of $75 a quarter at the University of Minnesota. And, quite obviously, I couldn't possibly have been educated for that amount of money. The state was basically offering me a free education. They were just charging me enough to, keep me paying attention so that I had a stake in the outcome. But their idea was that this kid's going to go to college, and he's going to graduate, and he's going to get a good job and become a productive citizen and a taxpayer, and we'll fund the next generation through that. That has really fallen out of favor. you know, college tuitions have gone up a great deal, and state support has remained relatively constant, so that the percentage of the college bill that is covered by the state has been shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And that's, I don't know that that's a good way for us as a society to invest in the future.
What do you both tell your students?
Well, my first advice is to, you know, really understand what's going on, and you know, don't borrow any more than you have to. I think it's really a bad idea to borrow in order to support a lifestyle. You know, my office building has a Starbucks in the first floor, and you know, it's got a long line of students going in there, and if what you're doing with your student loan money is covering the cost of daily lattes, that's going to be a problem later on in your life.
I try and tell my students that student loans are one way to pay for an education, not the way, and that if they choose to use them, they make sure to use them intelligently and only at the level that they need.